Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix. Mix. 100.
I've been in this dating world for quite some time now, and I did get this email from Carmen, and she just says, "Hey, JKJ, I am so in love with your show. Aw, you make me smile
well,
every
that's
day.
That's nice, Carmen.
I know." And she said, "That's more than I can say about my dating life. Katie, I hear your horror stories and can totally relate. So, random question for you. Have you ever tried the whole damsel in distress thing while dating? Like the subtle or not so subtle, help me, I'm helpless act to see if someone steps up." It's a good question, right? And she said, "I was just talking about it with a friend and it got me curious. No judgment at all. I think everyone's played a little game here or there when it comes to dating. Also, seems like we have to try it all nowadays. Maybe this is the one thing that actually works. So would love to hear your take as well as your listeners, whether you've done it, seen it, or totally avoided it. Thanks for your time, Carmen."
I will say this is one of many emails or messages that we get every day, because I love how everybody is so concerned about your dating life. Because it really is like front and center so much on this show.
Top of the list.
And the horror stories, and you know, the way things aren't, the last guy that showed up drunk to the date, and you know how you're in that 16-month dry spell.
You bring right it up now.
Every time. Remember that time I got left on top of the mountain? Like, yeah,
no, I don't remember that. She did. That 16-month dry
spell. She's been left on hiking trails.
I know.
The listeners are now sounding off and, like, giving you advice and asking you, "Hey, did you try this to land a man?
How to get laid?"
Well, and this is an interesting take, because it's like the tale so as old as time.
I'm not quite getting it. The damsel in distress, was that what she said? Is this like the trend that was popping not too long ago on the Soch, where ladies were going to Home Depot and Lowe's and like wandering around and acting confused?
Yeah, helpless.
Basically having guys try to help them.
Kind of, yeah.
So that's what this is.
I think so. And even just like dumbing yourself down a little bit to make it seem like you need assistance in life. Like, that's how you're going to land a man. Someone's going to take care of you. And that's kind of the new thing. I actually saw a video on Instagram that I wanted to talk about in a little bit as well.
Well, let's hold on to that.
Just to kind of rein it in. I received an email from Carmen that talked about whether or not I have tried the whole damsel in distress thing while dating. And she explained it like the subtle or not so subtle, help me, I'm helpless act to see if somebody steps up and helps me or, you know, gains an interest in me. And this is something I've dealt with for a long time. I mean, I've been single for over 4 years now, so I've tried to be myself. I've tried to be somebody else. I've tried to not try. Like, I've tried so many different angles.
To be myself.
Have you tried this, though? Have you tried to be like, oh, I'm so confused.
Well,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know if I've... Here's the thing is, I actually saw a video on Instagram. I follow this page called Married Not Perfect, and they post a lot of... I know, and they
That's
post
great.
A lot of those things that are like, you know, there's a reason your windshield's bigger than your rear view mirror. Girl, look ahead.
Oh,
you know,
barf.
Like they post those kind of things all the time. And they had this video up there that was talking about how men in general, okay, so when it comes to finding a partner, if he has to come in and save the day,
dun-da-da-da.
That will automatically rewire his brain to think that he needs to take care of you. And again, this is not my thoughts. I'm telling you about a video.
But you can
that
see how that logic would work.
Absolutely.
Like, I have saved you once. I was the helper. I was the hero.
It's now my job to save you for the rest of your life.
And now, you know, I'm somewhat attracted to you now because I saved you. So let's do this over and over. The logic is there.
The logic. And this video explained it in a way that was like backed by science. It's like if a man sees a woman who is literally in distress. Like, your tire popped and you're on the side of the road and there's cars whizzing by you. You could get hurt. Like, if that man comes in and helps you, he automatically forms a connection and feels like he's worthy. Like, he did something.
It makes us feel like the protector and the hero.
Which is what men want to feel like.
Which is what men like. We like that.
Yes, we want that feeling.
And then you give us the pat on the head and say, oh my God, you saved me. You're the best. Let's look out.
So handsome doing it.
And I think that's what it is you automatically form a connection. The woman is probably just beside herself thankful, and that is misconstrued for a sexual connection. You know what I mean? And
so does it go right to sexual, or just a connection?
Absolutely.
There's a spark. Right to,
and this is, again, so
sexual,
this
though?
Video explained this is how men fall in love with you. So it instantly sparks a sexual connection to where, it's like, I can take care of you in more ways than one, you know?
If you guys agree with this, if you've been a part of it, if you've tried it, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are wide open. We've got Robert, Tiffany, and Patty right now. Let's see what they have to say, and then we can dive into more. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Well, hello. So what do you think about this whole damsel in distress scenario?
Personal opinion, for me, I think it's kind of bogus. I'm not going to lie. For me, at least, I'm looking for a girl who would be knowledgeable on all those things. So not so much like, yes, I understand that some girls like, oh, take care of me. It's like, you can do that without being a damsel in distress. It's more of the fact of, can you be more reliable? And if a guy sees a girl, you know, later on, if they do start dating, saying, oh, you did know everything about this, so why did you, oh, just to get your attention, that he kind of looks like a fool. He may feel like a fool going, oh, well.
So you tricked me, basically.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
You tricked me.
Exactly. And I'm like, for me at least, it's one of those where I'm attracted to the people who know the things, not so much that, oh, I don't know anything.
I'm with you, buddy.
Oh, woe is me.
So like, intelligence is sexy, right?
Intelligence is so sexy.
Yeah, I'm with you. We could totally date Robert.
He's falling in love right now.
Favorite.
Let's go for ice cream, Robert. Let's get out of here. Let's run away together.
Ice cream and whiskey. Let's go.
Let's go, buddy.
Ice cream and whiskey. Go. Wow.
See, you two want to take care of each other now.
Yes, we're
see?
Both bright, intelligent men, and we're going to take care of each other and feed each other ice cream.
Exactly.
Robert, you're the best, dude. Thank you for calling and sounding off. Have a great day.
You guys as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Robert.
Text you later. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey, you. So are you a damsel in distress?
No.
Good. Good, good. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that if you have to pretend to be a damsel in distress, then that man is not worth your time. You should not have to pretend to be somebody to get somebody.
What if you've tried all other avenues like
Katie? I tried
Katie?
To be me, Tiffany.
Like, what if you've tried and tried and tried, and now you're sitting smack dab in a 16-month dry spell?
Every time.
And you're like, well, you know what? Why not? What's it going to hurt?
I think if they can't like you for who you genuinely are, then they can keep stepping. Someone will come along eventually.
I love
keep
that.
Stepping,
you
bro.
Can keep stepping.
Keep stepping, bro.
I'm going to tell him that, too. You step off somewhere. I love that, Tiffany.
All right, Tiffany, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye. Patty Cake. Hi, Patty.
Hello, hello.
Well, hello.
Hi.
So what's your advice for Katie? Should she be a damsel in distress?
I'm kind of torn because I use this tactic at work, and it works great. But I've never done it in dating. Because, like, how do you keep that facade up?
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to have everything together.
Well, you just have to pick one specific thing. It's like the girls at Home Depot who are like, oh, my God, I don't know which saw to choose, you know. But then you're highly intelligent with everything else. You just pick the scenario and the situation.
Okay. Well, I would say that's okay sometimes.
How do you do it at work?
I mean, what are you doing at work?
Yeah,
Patty, I'm so intrigued. I'm like, how do I get them to
do
all
my stuff?
Is it like
if you don't want to do Excel spreadsheets and you're okay, just like, I don't know how?
Sometimes I have to walk into a building and get to the CEO without them knowing I'm coming. So I go through the warehouse, and I'm always dressed up really nice, and I just look very confused and lost, and one of the workers will take me directly to the CEO.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's really good. That's really good.
That's
so
hilarious.
Good.
So this kind of stuff is just happening in real life, I guess. I'm trying to think if there's been a case where I've done this now.
I mean, sometimes, you know, if it gets you what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've wandered around a store even, and then somebody will help you. You just kind of have that glazed over look, and okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Works.
Well, all right. So you'd be open to doing this out in the dating world then?
Yeah, like maybe to like look and thank someone, but I wouldn't want to pretend that's who I am.
Right, all the
like,
time.
Like, all the time. Yeah.
Because that's such a dig at you, you know?
Yeah, like I work hard to have my stuff together. I don't
that's
want them
right.
to think I'm just totally flaky.
Yep.
But I cannot know where a saw is because I wouldn't know where a saw was.
Yeah, right? There are some things I'm pretty clueless
like,
about, Patty.
I literally would have no idea what saw, so.
Yes.
Patty, this is a great call. Thank you for sounding off.
Have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Thanks, Patty. Oh, that's so fabulous.
I'm still trying
to think.
Like, I bet I've done this.
And I'm trying to, like, maybe I do pick a thing and just act like I'm not an expert on it, you know? Maybe
I like what you said earlier, though. Like, if I was out there single, ready to mingle, that maybe I would wander into a Sephora or something. And, oh, where's all the men's products? I'm so confused,
you
know?
And you know, too, like, there is a guy that I actually do love. Like, I'm kind of obsessed with him. And just recently I reached out to him about a podcast question that I could have Googled, but I wanted to have a reason to reach out to him. So that kind of happened to me this week, you know?
I'm not seeing why I'm torn with this because I like the strategy behind it.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
But I don't want anyone to make themselves act or feel dumb.
Well,
that's
no, not
the
dumb.
Thing.
Again, I just
I don't like the word dumb.
Not dumb, just uninformed.
Because really, it's brilliant because it's kind of a reverse psychology, isn't it? Kind of?
A little.
There's some acting involved.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not dumb to do this. Like, you're picking your scenario, your situation, and you're manipulating.
You kind
so
of
really,
are a little.
It's actually quite wise because you are manipulating. Jocelyn.
Hi.
Hi.
You. Are you in distress
you?
Right now?
Well, okay, so I'm taking it in a different route a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell us.
I was married for 7 years. And my ex-husband was the biggest POS. He abused me almost every day. My kids, it was just really bad. We had a friend who saw the bruises, saw the broken arms, saw that, knew I was super independent, had my own house, had my own cars, was a single mom to all these kids. I had 4 kids. And when my ex-husband did something really bad to me, he ended up in prison and I got a divorce. Well, he came in and he swooped me up and said, no, let me take care of you. Let me do this. Got me a bigger house, got me a new car, took care of my kids, took care of me. So he swooped in to my damsel in distress of I was with someone who was really bad, and now I'm with an amazing man who takes care of us.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack.
Well, in your situation is
That's
definitely
a horrible situation
him coming
in
and being able to save the day too, though. And I'm sure that did create a connection for him as well, where he was like, my whole point in life now is to take care of this woman.
Yes, and it has been that since day one.
Well, that's good. I mean, he's a good guy. You found the good guy now.
Oh, 100%. And after being with someone who abused me so bad for so long, it was such a relief for my kids and for me to, like, just have a good home.
I can't imagine. Yeah, good for you. I'm very happy for you that you're out of that situation. That sounds horrific. And I'm glad I'm so glad you are happy now. Seriously.
Thank you. Yeah. So I was a damsel in distress, and I got picked up. And believe me, it was
good
worth
for
it.
You. You deserve it.
You were. But
you
Jocelyn,
seriously
again,
deserve it.
I'm glad you found someone who reminded you that you matter, though, because that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And
I,
your kids. Like
exactly.
To be in that situation with your kids, too. Absolutely horrible. And I'll say it again. I'm so incredibly happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was very nice of you to call the show. Thank you, and you have a great week.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank All right, you, bye. Jocelyn.
Oh, I'm happy for her.
I know.
I hate hearing that stuff. Carrie.
Good morning.
Well, good morning,
Hi,
you big ray of sunshine. Are you a damsel in distress?
You know, I think that works. I think it's a wonderful psychology. When I was in the dating world, I was dating a lot of gentlemen who were flaky. And then I ended up dating this one guy who was younger than me, which was strange. He was 4 years younger. But I kind of needed him to prove himself because I'm a self-employed, strong woman. And we went camping, and he hadn't been camping much, and I'd been camping since I was quite young. And I kind of pretended I didn't know anything about camping.
Just to make him feel good?
Yeah. Yes.
You're yeah. so that's sweet. Like, that's so cute.
I like that.
I like that. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, and he, made a fire for the first time, and but it was wonderful.
And you're like, how did you do that?
It got cold, and he was finding blankets to wrap me up in and snuggling, and he, went fishing. He did all the manly things, and he's a computer programmer, so yeah. not usually the manly thing. But that started it off where, he felt that need to take care of me and nurture me. And then I, in return would take care of him too. But it brought out that instinct, and we've been married 22 years and have 3 girls.
Look at that. Aww. It worked. It really worked.
I love this.
He still doesn't know I can start a fire really quick.
Carrie, you are
sneaky. I love
sneaky.
That you did that. You yes. are sneaky, but it's just, there's a sweetness and a kindness to
well,
it.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's charming on your part. Be like, and, I don't know what I'm doing,
As much as you were the damsel in distress who didn't know better, that's a smart thing to pick because it's not like you have to prove every day that you know how to camp, That's
right.
Like a
once
a year
thing.
It
was just the moment. It was the scenario. Yeah. And you went on with the rest of your life as a kick-ass woman.
Yeah.
So
I like that, Carrie. Yeah.
It's really good, Carrie. You have the call of the day.
That's great.
Have a great Wednesday. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye, Carrie.
I will tell you, I feel like this does translate into, marriage and long-term relationships, too, because I think I've been bamboozled by my wife a few
you
times.
You think so? Well, now that you're thinking about
after
it.
After a couple decades with her, I really do feel like sometimes it's like, the dryer's got all this lint in it. How do I get all this out of the tube?
I
just don't know. I'm like, well, let me get my leaf blower, babe. I'll
Can
blow
I
that
tell
out for you.
You. After I... When I broke up with my last boyfriend and I had to mow the lawn for the first time, I was like, how do you guys do this? I really was a damsel in distress mowing the lawn because it was harder than it looks, to actually push a lawnmower.
I have told Nick, I was like, you got to get out there just in case I die in some sort of horrific car crash. Yeah, you need to know how to mow the lawn.
You do, and it's hard.
But I think I just don't know. It's so hard
I
to
know
push.
It.
I just feel like you should just keep doing it for now. Though.
But you're so good at
you're
it.
So, the lines are so nice.
Look at your lines. Just,
what's a mower? I don't even know what a mower is. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're super dupes, buddy. So what do you think about this dating scenario, being the damsel in distress?
Well, I mean, I think it could be a way to figure out if people have the same interests as you. Do you go to REI and go over the camping area and look at sleeping bags and act confused? And if somebody comes over and can tell you about the sleeping bags, they like camping too.
That or is it just, let's say hypothetically, it's just a lady maybe hanging out in a more male-dominated store just trying to land a man, and she's not into camping at all. Same with the Home Depot scenario. You're not into building and lumber, but you're just there because maybe that's a more heavily dominated male area.
Hanging out by the 2x4s.
So really, I don't know about that scenario.
I think it's still 2 birds with 1 stone, though. You get that damsel in distress, but you also find out if they like to go fishing or find out if they like board games or something like that, too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you figure somebody out just by where they're hanging out in the store.
And side note, I hate board games, Brian, so I would not want to be with that person.
And puzzles.
Oh, puzzles are the worst.
No whiskey and ice cream for you then, for me.
Oh, Brian! So Brian and I could not hook up. Darn it. You're a funny man, Brian. Thank you for calling.
That's good stuff.
Have a great day, guys.
See you later.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian. All right, last call. If anyone wants to sound off about this, if not, Joanne will be the final word. So last call, 303-6911. Mix 303-691-1649 will get you here in the studios. Joanna Banana.
Hi.
Hey.
No pressure.
No pressure. No, it's chill. What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I am working from home.
Oh, good for you. That's got to be nice.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And I'm listening from out of state because I used to live in Colorado, but I still love you guys, so I listen from the app.
Well, aww, you are rad.
You're the best.
Where are you out of state?
In Kentucky.
All right. I love your chicken. Very good.
Yep.
All right. So what do you think about this damsel in distress?
Well, from the state that is the least lonely. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You have been listening.
Right. See, I was listening. So my take on it from someone who, like, for the longest time, I was raised. My dad raised us to be, like, very self-sufficient girls. You know, we had to learn how to change a tire before we could get our driver's license. You know, like, very self-sufficient. And then for the longest time, I was wondering why I wasn't getting any dates, because I was like, oh, I have a flat tire. Oh, I can change that myself. I don't need a man, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, then I realized that it wasn't that I needed to change myself, and it wasn't that I needed to be a damsel in distress, but I think, and of course you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, but I realized and learned that men want to feel useful and needed.
Yes.
Hells and yes.
So I didn't have to, like, lie or change myself, but like my current boyfriend, if we're carrying in groceries, like, okay, I'll carry in the bread. Can you get that, you know, 60-pound bag of dog food? I can carry the 60-pound dog bag of dog food, you know? But if I carry in the light stuff and I'm like, hey, I left that heavy bag for you, then he's like happy to help carry in the groceries.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's smart.
I do. It does make sense.
So I think there's, like, a balance between, like, you don't have to pretend to be somebody you're not, but I also learned that I did message you guys, and you can ignore it if possible, but, or not if possible, but if you want to. But I highly recommend this. It sounds super cheesy, but I swear I did not have a date with a decent guy for the longest time until I read the book from Matthew Hussey called Get the Guy. And for someone like me who, like, had no clue on how, like, I was raised very tomboy. I didn't know how to interact with boys, like men, because
what,
I was like,
what's
oh,
the
I
bottom?
Can, you know, I,
no, go
so
ahead.
He, like, it taught me how to, like, still be true about who I am, but just communicate with men in the way that, like, makes them
kind of how
feel
they receive
needed.
It, correct? Like how they receive the
yeah.
communication.
Yeah,
and
like
his, like, one of the first things he says is, like, if a man offers you his jacket, take the dang jacket. it doesn't matter if you're hot or cold, just take the dang jacket.
Yeah, it was a courtesy, it was a kindness.
She's
again,
like, well, it's
becoming the
out.
Protector and the hero.
Yeah,
you
well,
know, it's kind of how we get our rocks off.
If you didn't, he would get offended. I think that would quickly
yeah.
lead to an offended person
because we're
didn't take it.
Trying to be nice to
yeah.
you. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it was
point.
Things like that that just, like, totally went over my head before reading that book. I was like, oh, and then I thought back of, like, all the men that maybe offered me their jacket. And I was like, no, I'm good. You know, I just kept walking on my way.
Right.
Like, oh, my God. Like, that was
but he was just
trying to be
nurturing and polite. Yeah. Gosh, I remember years ago we had, oh, was it a guy that wrote in? I think it was a guy that wrote in that said that he gave up dating the ladies because he's like, I tried to be chivalrous. I tried to hold the doors. And they would be like, yeah. I don't need you to hold the door. Or, you know, he'd be the gentleman. And, you know, when you get out to your car, he would open the car door for you so you could get in. It's just a polite courtesy thing. I do that still with my wife. And he's like, most
yeah.
of the women that I was dating were like, you don't need to open the door for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
that actually
that.
Bothers me a lot. There's
I don't
lot
like
of
that
women
either. And
there,
he's like,
and I
remember that call vividly. He's like,
yeah.
I'm just giving up for a while because I can't be a gentleman anymore.
Yeah.
I get yelled at for being
yeah.
a gentleman. So what's the name of that book?
Is this Joanna? What is the name
yeah,
of that book?
Yeah, because I know we're going to get 50 messages. What's the name of that book?
It's called Get the Guy. And the author's name is Matthew Hussey. Literally, his last name is Hussey.
Hussey.
He's
such
from,
a hussy.
yeah. I think he's from Britain or England or somewhere. But it's a very practical book.
It's very
not
yeah.
full of, like, gimmicks or anything like that. Like, it's literally, it's super practical.
I'm reading right. that.
Very good. Yeah, Katie needs yep. to read that. Did you hear that she's in a 16-month
oh,
dry
gosh.
Spell?
Oh, I'm sure you've heard that at some point, right,
16
Joanna?
Months, Joanna.
Read the book. Read the book and then get back to me.
Yeah. We'll let you know. We're going to actually throw a party on the air.
I know.
We're going to actually rent out Ball Arena and have a big party once Katie gets some loving.
There better be pizza.
All right.
You'll thank me later.
I sure will, Joy.
Keep a lookout for the invite, all right, Joanna?
Okay.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye, Joanna.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, she had some good advice there.
Really good advice.
Read that book.
Thank you to everybody who is writing in, calling in today. Give a shout out to whoever wrote that message in today, Katie.
Yeah, big thank you to Carmen for giving us some insight on that, because it was very interesting to talk about. As much as we balk against not being ourselves and pretending to be other people, it's just a part of life, right? I think we, as humans, we want to impress people, and if that means not putting ourselves, our true selves forward, we're all guilty of it. So it was interesting to talk about today.
I just got to figure out how to play traffic, though. Like, I don't know how to do it.
He wants some help.
He's in hell with this.
Katie, can you come over here and hit the button? Come over here and hit the button. Come here. Come on.
Really?
I don't know how to do it.
Kid, are you serious?
Yeah, like, come here. Like, which one do I hit? Is it this one?
Dude,
can you help me, Katie?
She doesn't even know how to walk around the room.
She just tripped over the light. Katie, which one do I hit? Oh, is it that?
Do you not know?
There it is. Oh, thank you.